We are going to spend this last hour again on this anti-bullying bill, which sounds great, bullying. None of us want to have anybody bullied, gay or straight or anybody. But this bill's intention is to promulgate and promote homosexual activity and indoctrination to children K through 12 in public schools and private schools. And we're going to have a couple guests this hour to talk about this bill. We need you to participate. We need you to get down to the legislature. We need to have you call your state senator or house member. But I've got with me in studio Dale Witherington, who's with Restore Minnesota, the founder. And for over 40 years, Dale has sought to live out and help fulfill the Great Commission, as recorded in Matthew 28:18-20. He's been a pastor, church planner, and strategic ministry consultant to over 20 denominational groups. He also comes out of a business background. What I love is that he came to Christ on his 16th birthday in 1969 under Billy Graham's crusade in Anaheim, California. Hallelujah. And he also is a chaplain over at the Minnesota Legislature. So, Dale, great having you here.
Paul, thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
Well, and I appreciate you being here. Later, we're going to have Mimi Anderson, who's a board member of the Child Protection League Action, with us. And Dale's going to stay with me for the whole hour. And our producer, Rob Casper, and I just felt this was really important. So let's talk about this anti-bullying bill. It's House File 826, and it's anything but necessary, but also it's very duplicitous. So, Dale, tell us about the bill.
Well, I think the most important thing that your listeners need to know, the whole idea of this being called an anti-bullying bill or the Safe and Supportive Minnesota Schools Act, the focal point of the bill has nothing to do with bullying. In fact, no matter what you hear, and I've read this bill more than a dozen times, many of us have studied it, there is no clear definition of bullying in the bill. What it's done is it's created some tremendously vague language so that almost anything could be bullying or alleged bullying, all of which needs to be reported. So that's part of the problem with this particular bill. But larger than that, Paul, is the fact that out of the governor's task force report of August 2012, from which this bill comes, is the statement that the real purpose of this bill is to create a culture shift. And so the question becomes, what kind of culture shift are we talking about? What is this culture shift? And what does culture shift have to do with bullying or anti-bullying, since it's being propagated under an anti-bullying banner? And then when you tie it together, you're going to create a state agency called a school climate council made up of 24 government agencies. And these 24 interdepartmental government agencies are going to now oversee a school climate council, and it is government intrusion and overreach that is going to basically deny us of our independent school districts.
That's scary. And
very
the other thing is, in the bill, if your child is accused of bullying, there's no provision to have to contact the parents at all.
That's right.
And that that attack can follow your child through school, even getting into college, saying, hey, he was a bully, she was a bully, she's homophobic, whatever it is. It might even be another issue. You wouldn't even know about it till you get to college, and all of a sudden, you're blackballed.
Yeah, and I think it's really important. Now, this may be more my personal opinion than any, but I've sat in on hundreds of hours of this over the last several months.
And by the way, just jump in. Dale's at the Capitol almost every day.
I'm there quite a bit, yes. Yeah. This is not just about a gay agenda versus a non-gay agenda. This impacts 19 different groups of students. But the unfortunate thing is, it does not protect all students in the state of Minnesota. It creates too much vagueness with who really gets protected under this law and who does not get protected under this law. So it's opening the doors not just to the propagation of a gay lifestyle, if that's where certain people are, but it opens the door to all kinds of other sexually promiscuous types of material. In fact, the primary textbook, it's even being used a lot either as a primary source or a secondary source right now in our school districts, is a book that a warden in the state of Washington would not allow in his prison because it's too obscene for prisoners. And it's targeted to our 10-year-olds, the fourth graders.
And you know what's scary? There's a very famous, I don't have his name right in front of me, but the most famous doctor in the United States who's an expert on pornography, how it affects young people,
mm-hmm.
he says the material that would be allowed in this bill, if you know what they go through bullying, would impact children's minds as much as pornography would.
Oh, absolutely.
And then we get to Common Core of Value, another horrible program.
Paul, I was one. My last name comes from my third dad. I grew up in a family where there was lots of divorces and so forth. And while my third dad was overall a decent guy, where he was not decent was he exposed me to all kinds of pornography growing up. And this was back in the 60s. And the book I have at home that is a curriculum for our fourth graders, for our 10-year-olds, it is written in cartoon fashion, but it is every bit as open and demonstrable of pornography as anything that I saw growing up.
Now, we're talking about House File 826. We call it yes. the anti-bullying bill, but give us the real name because it sounds nice when you hear the name.
Well, the real name is the Safe and Supportive Minnesota Schools Act. And who doesn't want safe and supportive schools, number one? And then it's also known as the anti-bullying bill. So anybody who comes out against this particular bill right away gets attacked as being against the fact that they think we're pro-bully.
Yeah.
No, that has nothing to do with it. Since there's no clear definition of bullying, this bill is unproven in the sense that it will not prevent bullying and it will not stop current bullying. It's not an anti-bullying bill. It is mislabeled. And so the issue for anti-bullying simply is let's create something. If we need a statewide legislation, we already have a law in the state of Minnesota. It's 37 words. And those 37 words, the proponents of the bill are saying it makes it the weakest anti-bullying legislation in the nation. Well, I know an ancient Jewish rabbi who said treat others the same way that you want to be treated. That's like 13 words. Pretty clear, pretty concise. It's not the amount of words. It's the content of the words and what's being said.
Well, it's interesting because kids being surveyed, 93% felt that they were safe, you know, that they, you know, weren't in danger. 93%
right.
felt they were safe. And by the way, if you have any questions, we're talking about this anti-bullying bill that is anything but a bullying bill. And it's really, in my opinion, and I think you agree, Dale, it's a gay rights agenda. South Minneapolis state senator who's gay. It is certainly biased towards homosexuality.
That and more.
Yep. And if you've got questions for my guest, Dale, give us a call, 651-289-4499, 651-289-4499. And Dale Whittington is at the Capitol lot. He's with Restore Minnesota. He's the founder of it, pastor, but also chaplains, a lot of the legislators, Democrats and Republicans.
Yes.
Not a partisan issue. But he knows this bill inside out, has read it over a dozen times. And if you've got comments or questions, or we're going to talk about how you can make a difference for us. But tomorrow morning, just so you all know, or tomorrow, at noon, tomorrow in room 112 of the state capitol, there is going to be a hearing on this bill, House File 826, in the Senate Education Committee.
Correct.
It would really encourage all of you to be at that, because as many as you can, and come early. And there is a hotline about this, 888-538-3188. I'll keep giving that number out. 888-538-3188. You know, unfortunately or fortunately, last week the bill was supposed to be heard and the meeting was canceled. I know a lot of you took the time to go to the Capitol and the meeting wasn't happening. But this meeting is supposedly going to happen tomorrow at noon. It's the Senate Education Committee. It's going to be in room 112 tomorrow at noon. And if you could even take a break from your lunch break to run over there for an hour, that would be awesome, because this anti-bullying bill is being heard in the Senate Education Committee in room 112 at the state capitol at noon. We come back, we're going to talk about how this bill can really impact your kids K through 12, not just emotionally, not only psychologically and all the rest, but even their career can be impacted by what's put in their file when we return on the way with Ridgeway. Hey, thank you so much for being with us. We're talking about House File.